The next patient is Mr. Alan Kent. The last name is K-E-N-T, first name A-L-A-N. This is the clinical case of a 77-year-old white male that has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus. The patient at one time was followed by us because of the presence of CKD stage 3B with proteinuria that has a obstructive component. The patient has neurogenic bladder. But after the patient went to the hospital with septic shock, he was left with a permanent Foley catheter. And the urinary tract infection as well as the obstruction have subsided. At the present time, the kidney function is adequate. The serum creatinine is 0.0. The BUN is 13, the estimated GFR is 96. This patient has no evidence of proteinuria. The patient has evidence of proteinuria that we are going to quantify. The following number. The patient has a mixed hyperlipidemia that is treated with the administration of statins. The total cholesterol is 167, HDL 42, LDL is 106. The triglycerides are 106. Following number, the patient has vitamin B12 deficiency or supplementation. Following number, the patient has anemia that is most likely associated to the acute kidney injury and metabolic acidosis that he had in the past. He is recovering progressively. Following number, the patient has a neurogenic bladder. He went to see Dr. Arciola, A-R-C-I-O-L-A, was his urologist. He removed the Foley catheter and he has recommended frequent catheterization, 3 to 4 a day. The patient has been incontinent. He has to find a happy medium between the number of catheterizations and the fluid intake in order to avoid a severe overflow. Case discussed with the patient and the wife. The patient has a BPH that is also followed by the urologist. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup.